We've got mail. Better understanding. In my grade, there are many pranks and mean things that people do to other students. I always get kind of mad when those things happen to my friends or me. Then I found out that some of these people who were doing the mean things have lost loved ones, or their parents are divorced. Thank you for putting the story, Prayer for a Thief, April 2002 in the New Era. That story helped me realize some things about others. I think it's great you put in articles and stories that help people. Emily Jackson, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Condoning. I was deeply upset by Prayer for a Thief, April 2002. I felt like the article condoned the thief's evil act of putting lives in danger and taking what wasn't his. There are so many ways to get help, and the man chose to steal at the point of threatening lives. What brought him to commit these acts were his decisions. Yes, the girl was right in forgiving him for what he did and moving on with her life, but she was not right in making the thief seem like he was a victim. Our society keeps making excuses for the predators who commit heinous acts upon innocent people, and it made me angry that you would put an article in the church's magazine for teenagers making evil seem like a matter of circumstance. Holly Anderson, Phelan, California. So far, I would like to thank you for the work you do for the New Era. My favorite article so far is They're Not Really Happy by Elder Glenn L. Pace, March 2002. It answered some questions I had. Joseph Richens, Indianapolis, Indiana. Hope and inspiration. This magazine always has topics that I need for that month. It's like you know what I'm going through. Every time I get the magazine, it has a story that is identical to something that happened in my life. Each issue helps me know that I'm not the only one going through that particular problem. The stories give me hope and inspiration. It's great to know about people my age and be able to read about them. Monica DeHaan, Othello, Washington, via email. New outlook. This year I enter 10th grade in high school. My greatest fear had been that I wouldn't fit in or make any friends. I've been praying every night for our Heavenly Father to send some comfort or guidance. When I read Angel Unaware in the August 2002 New Era, my prayers were answered. I entered high school with a new attitude. Instead of worrying about how many people will like me and be my friend, I will be excited to befriend as many people as I can, especially those who might need a friend. Who knows? Maybe I'll end up being someone's angel. Heidi Leigh Wilkin, Mesa, Arizona, via email. Familiar faces. Thank you very much for the article you had on the ward in High Wycombe, England, August 2002. I was flipping through the New Era at a friend's house, and I happened to open to that article. It was great to see familiar faces. My father is in the military, and I move around a lot. I previously went to the ward in High Wycombe. It was great to see everyone again, even if it was through a magazine. Rachel Benyon, Vicenza, Italy, via email. We love hearing from you. Write us at the New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section. We've Got Mail. Christus by Deborah L. Williams.